calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. My name is John Koslowski, the name you asked me to leave. My number is 423-716-6432. It's been that number for, I think, a decade. I'm available for a return of your call at any time because I'm in love with you. You do remember there was a day that it was very hard for us to get off the phone. We wanted to talk to each other constantly. I still do. That hasn't changed. I'd rather talk with you than anybody else. You know, it's interesting because you may recall I've had some good in-depth conversations with people like James Graveline. Somebody would know. You won't know Chris Prince, but we get into it quite serious, and it's a serious joy. But I set those all aside because I'd rather talk to you. You're definitely my favorite. Speaking of favorites, I got a picture today of a gorgeous little girl who's about to turn 2. I got a couple of videos. She looks delightful. The picture is phenomenal. Picture of her is just absolutely phenomenal. The pink bow in the hair, I mean, it's just looks like a little girl. And I delight in our granddaughter. It has been such a joy to get the pictures today from Julia and the videos. It brought me tremendous joy. Just so you're aware, financially, which you know, I think you might be interested in, but since you won't listen to this, you won't know about. You should be aware that obviously. I'm interested in being obedient to Christ as well as making good money. And I think I've matured in that because the drive to be obedient to Christ has become far stronger. I tried to balance the two and it didn't work too well. And had a lot of issues, which you are aware of, but really, I guess, never really dialogue with me on it. Business is stabilizing a bit. My income has gone back up a little bit. So I am seriously behind. But because I have enough of an income to keep my head afloat, that's good. Because there are several projects that I'm working on beyond the gas pumps. But we do have another store going in Alabama, and apparently the contract is being signed in a couple of weeks, hopefully, to put in the prototype for some stores in the Caribbean, whatever it is. So that appears to be happening. This is through the group in Argentina that is spearheading this. And there are a couple more things going on. But anyway, so it looks like we are stabilizing after a long period of difficulty. So I'm getting my head just basically afloat. There are a couple things. One of the things that I'm going to do, I think Tuesday. I usually get paid on Mondays right now. So Tuesday, I need to get boots. I bought boots 2.5 years ago, and they'll last me that long. I have about as much money in resoling as I got in the boots because they weren't cheap boots. They're like $300. They're not cheap boots, but boy, do they serve me well. You know, and lasting, and they have a lot of miles on them. they have a lot of miles. I mean, they've been resoled. The sole has been done 3 times, the heels, I think around 8 or 9 times. They have a lot of miles on them. And, you know, by the way, that's one of the reasons why I suggest I'm very healthy. Because, you know, it is my goal. I know this is long. It is my goal, hopefully, to at least get to 70 years of age and still being able to maintain a 4-mile-an-hour pace. That would be an encouragement to me. I think it's possible, and hopefully I'll do it. But either way, I have shoes to take care of. There's one other thing that I need to take care of. And I can do one of these things a week, I think. Post that, I'll start sending you some money in. You know, you don't want to dialogue on this. You don't want to communicate at all on me on this. So there's no point in trying to... I can't bend over backwards without bidirectional communications. So right now the plan is in perhaps 2 weeks, Lord willing, I'll start sending money again. At least I'm attempting to keep, you know, you turn to the state. The state says some rules. You violate them. Totally. And yes, I'm behind. Because you know me. I do high-risk things. Because I'm trying to be obedient to Christ. Which includes pursuing reconciliation with a woman I'm 100% committed to. I think you know me. I'm not going to turn to anybody else. It's you and you alone all of my days. Dorothy Jane, I love you.